ABC News is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step towards making your building project an experience you'll never forget. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Democrats Kamala Harris and Tim Walz making a campaign stop at the United Auto Workers headquarters outside Detroit today, getting the key endorsement from UAW President Sean Fain.
UAW family, are you ready to stand up for the Harris-Walz ticket?
The Harris and Trump campaigns having to cancel events in North Carolina today due to Debbie, downgraded now to tropical depression, but still posing a major threat from the Carolinas to the Northeast. GOP nominee Donald Trump telling reporters today he's agreed to debate Harris in September, including a debate on ABC News, one Harris agreed to earlier. New details in last month's assassination attempt of the former president at a rally in Pennsylvania. Butler police releasing body cam video showing a moment when police first confront gunman Thomas Crook, with an officer being lifted onto a rooftop and encountering the shooter and then falling back. That video shows officers taking up heavy arms and racing toward the building. This is ABC News. The murders of three women nearly a half a century ago in Ventura County, California, now getting new attention. Cold case detectives say they have found their man. He's already in jail, accused of another murder in North Carolina.
Over many decades, Warren Alexander of Mississippi was a long-haul nationwide trucker. Already accused of a cold case murder in North Carolina, now he's been linked through DNA to allegedly strangling three women in Ventura County in 1977. All were sex workers. Local police Chief Mike Federico says a lot has changed in Ventura County in 47 years.
But what hasn't changed is our commitment to provide justice.
Investigators believe there were probably more victims yet to be linked. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In California, a day of celebration. Two new giant pandas that recently arrived from China now available to see up close at the San Diego Zoo. All part of the new panda diplomacy between China and the U.S. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
For top-notch WIC buildings, garage door installation, service, and removal, turn to Wilson Door and Construction in Richland Center. With two decades of experience, we guarantee quality work and exceptional service. Trust us to handle all your construction needs with expertise and professionalism. Call us today at 608-604-3623 to benefit from our 20 years of dedicated service.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. And look for clear conditions this evening with fog possible and a low of 51. Mostly sunny tomorrow. It'll be breezy and fall-like with a high of 72. And clear and crisp tomorrow night with a low of 50. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are at around 5 miles per hour. And it's right now it's mostly sunny and our temperature is 75 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland County Sheriff's Office has successfully identified and located the owner of the vehicle found submerged in the Wisconsin River near the Lone Rock Bridge. It has been determined that it was stolen in Monroe County in 1990. The investigation will continue to determine how the vehicle ended up where it did. However, at this point, there are no suspicious items that were located within the vehicle and no evidence to believe any occupants were injured. Authorities are seeking any information on how the vehicle ended up in the Wisconsin River near the Lone Rock Bridge. If you have any details about this case, Please contact the Richland County Sheriff's Office at 608-647-2106, referencing case number R243134. For anonymous tips, call Crime Stoppers at 608-647-CLUE or submit a web tip via the P3 Tips app. If crowds are any sign, excitement is building for Kamala Harris's Democratic campaign for president. 12,000 people came out for her rally yesterday in Eau Claire.
The path to the White House runs right through this state, and with your help, we will win.
Harris is introducing her running mate, Tim Walz, to swing state voters. Republican running mate J.D. Vance is speaking to reporters everywhere Harris stumps this week.
Local media is going to cover her because she's the vice president and a presumptive nominee, so we think it's important to have a counter-narrative here.
The high cost of living is an issue in the race for president.
The most consistent complaint that I hear is that it is harder and harder for normal people to get by.
Vice President Kamala Harris touched on this in Eau Claire yesterday.
I will take on big corporations that engage in illegal price gouging.
Both Harris and Vance were in Eau Claire. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are in a virtual tie in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. Trump is up by 1 point with registered voters. Harris is up by 1 with likely voters. But if President Biden had stayed in the race, Trump would be leading by 5 points. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin.
Democrats had been unenthusiastic about Biden all year. When he made that decision, it opened the door to a fresh campaign. So there was a very quick embrace of Harris. That, I think, was interesting. Harris, by replacing Biden, has really made up this deficit that had been created with Biden's problems with the debate.
Franklin says Senator Tammy Baldwin is leading Eric Hovde 53-46. Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says Democratic Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is too radical and left-wing to help run the country. Johnson spoke at a Wednesday press event ahead of Walz's appearance in Eau Claire alongside Vice President Kamala Harris. Johnson says Walz's policies on abortion and LGBTQ youth in Minnesota are too liberal for Wisconsinites. The Evers administration announces more than $20 million in state funding for public improvement projects. Projects include repairs or expansions of streets, water systems, and other community facilities. The Community Development Block Grant public facility grants are administered by the Wisconsin Department of Administration. Governor Tony Evers says the projects will help support jobs and improve the quality of life in communities across the state. Funding for the infrastructure projects is for communities with populations of 50,000 or less throughout the state that meet a low to moderate income threshold. A group of nearly 150 healthcare workers from around the state are asking for the expansion of Medicaid. Dr. Ann Helms is the state lead for the Committee to Protect Healthcare. Helms says by refusing to expand Medicaid, politicians are letting Wisconsinites fall behind compared to other Americans, including those in Michigan, Illinois, and Minnesota. Governor Tony Evers has proposed expanding Badger Care in his state budgets. That's been consistently opposed by Republican legislators, and Wisconsin remains one of 10 states that have rejected federal funding to expand Medicaid. As the start of school nears, Civic Media's Brittany Merlot says it's make or break time.
The time is now to adjust sleep schedules for back to school. Doctors know that kids like to stay up later and sometimes sleep in during the summer, especially with the later sunsets. However, if you don't start at least gradually changing those habits by mid-August, they say it can be a rude awakening when the alarm goes off for school. He said light is one of the main things that impacts your sleep-wake pattern. And sleep helps us form our memories and helps us do emotional regulation. It helps the front part of our brain, which is important for what we call executive function. The amount of sleep children need varies based on their age. A 3-year-old needs about 12 hours, and a 10-year-old needs about 10 hours. That number decreases as they get older.
SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo was recently honored as a top recommended hospital by Becker's Hospital Review based on patients' likelihood to recommend. Becker's compiled the top hospital list by utilizing hospital consumer assessment of healthcare providers and systems data. The rating is based on survey data collected from October 2022 to September 2023. The recommended hospital star rating is based on patients' responses to the question, would you recommend this hospital to your friends and family? Hospitals must have at least 100 completed HCA-HPS surveys in a four-quarter period to be eligible for star rating. A breast cancer benefit will take place Saturday at the Richland Center Community Center to benefit Jennifer Britt. Michael Hernan shares what you can look forward to.
The breast cancer benefit will have a silent auction and a live auction with many items to bid on. Jennifer Britt says many businesses donated.
One of our suppliers, which is Lennox Industries, they actually donated a furnace, a 70,000 BTU furnace. Our Steel has donated a whole house humidifier that attaches to your ductwork at your furnace. I have Dakota Supply Group. They've donated a Hitachi mini split heat pump system. Strangs has donated a Traeger smoker grill. And I'm not sure what else we're getting. We're getting so many different ones. I have a couple of my vendors that are brought anything in yet, but are bringing something, so I don't know what those are yet. But yes, we are getting a lot. We've got a lot of bucket raffles. The Robin's Nest did one of their big outdoor whirly bird, you know, wind spinners. We're getting a lot of things, and it's going to be fun.
Carol Moon, an organizer of the event, says some items were donated by individuals.
We've also got individuals who have brought things, like Deb Pardoon has made some, you know, garden art type. Pam Spees has made a teddy bear. So there's individuals who, you know, have donated. Some people from our Friendship Quilters Guild. Amy Murphy has donated a table runner. Another one is Barb Paraska has done fabric carriers for Kleenex box. So, I mean, even individuals who feel a need, who, like they say, they've known someone they've supported, have been really, you know, awesome.
There will also be a variety of food options to choose from.
There'll be some ham sandwiches, turkey sandwiches, macaroni salad. There's also going to be a bake sale. If anybody wants to donate a bake item that day, they can bring it, you know, Saturday up to the community center. We'll put it on the table. So some of that will be for sale. I think there's a couple other items that will be on the food, and it's a free will type donation.
You are invited to attend the breast cancer benefit Saturday, August 10th, to bid on the many auction items to help Jennifer Britt in her cancer fight.
You want to stop by, it's available from 1 to 6. We are going to, at 5 o'clock, close the silent auction. Gives everybody time to kind of go through, mark off those winners. Bucket raffles will end about 5:30. That way people can walk through and pick their ticket, and hopefully it's theirs, so they can just pick the product, and those they don't have to pay for. But yes, they need to be present to win.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Catherine Schmitz, 92 of Bear Valley, Sauk City, died Saturday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, Keysville. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center this evening from now until 7. Friends may also call at the church tomorrow morning from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to St. Killian's Cemetery Association or Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, Keysville. Catherine Schmitz, 92 of Bear Valley, Sauk City. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly last Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Oak Hooch Mountain Humane Society. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison, died last Thursday at UW Hospital. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Monona United Methodist Church in Monona. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will take place Sunday at 3 at the Bloom City Cemetery. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison. Cindy Brown, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 2 at Five Points Lutheran Church. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to the Five Points Lutheran Church Cemetery Fund. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family of Cindy Brown, 76, of Richland Center. John W. Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green, died July 27th at Greenway Manor. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday from 4 to 7 with special prayer and family memories at 5:30 at the Ring Barn in Spring Green. The family respectfully asks that no young children attend. Donations in memory of Jack can be made to the Guard Theater or Greenway Manor. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For John W., Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green. Dan Ferguson, 72, of Richland Center, died yesterday at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 4 until 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with a service to be held at 7. Dan Ferguson, 72, of Richland Center. June Lasicki, 75, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday, August 16th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Thursday, August 15th from 4 until 7, and again Friday, August 16th from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Lasicki, 75, of Richland Center. Charles R., Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at home. Family and friends are invited to join in a celebration of life picnic Saturday, August 17th from 4 to 7 at the family home on South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. Charles R., Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Clouds are clearing, giving way to more and more sunshine this evening with high temperatures that smacked the upper 70s. Now, as the winds have shifted out of the northwest and cranking up to 15 miles per hour, it's beginning to pull in that crisp, refreshing, cooler air mass. Yep, you guessed it. It's a cold front that passed by. That's why we got cloudy, and that's why a few of us saw some spotty showers this afternoon. So here's what's in store. Overnight lows fall to near 50. We could be waking up to some patchy fog possible that'll quickly clear on out of here as winds crank out of the northwest tomorrow, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Battling the breezy winds and fall-like temperatures with highs only scraping 70 degrees. That's it. Thankfully, it'll be mostly sunny, bright, and beautiful, though. And of course, we crash cool and crisp once again tomorrow night, back to near 50. Saturday, we rise to the mid-70s, winds still feisty, sun shining bright, but still below normal for high temperatures. Things start to turn more seasonal by Sunday. Yep, we're gonna get warmer, back to the upper 70s with mostly sunny skies. To start next week off, we'll be under a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures flirting with the 80s. With the return of the heat, some mugginess starts to slowly leak on in, giving us a chance for some more scattered showers or storms in the afternoon on Monday. Staying mainly dry on Tuesday under mixed skies with highs at about 80, we'll really start to feel that mugginess seeping back in by midweek next week. Wednesday is the day. Partly sunny, more muggy, highs at about 80, chances of showers and thunderstorms. And I will give you a little bit of a preview as we close out next week and roll into next weekend. It looks active and it looks wet. So, with all of that said, enjoy the beautiful weekend ahead. And of course, the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 75 degrees after a daytime high of 77 and a morning low of 57. Yesterday's high was 79 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1986 is 96 degrees with a record low of 42 set back in 1964. Last year's high was 85 with a low of 61. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:15 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6 a.m. Winds will be out of the northwest at 6 to 8 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.94, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 75 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Night League playoff action is going on tonight for Hometown League Baseball, and they're playing the first round of the Night League playoffs tonight, and games that will be played include Dodgeville at Ashton, Sun Prairie at Verona, Black Earth at Cambridge, and that game is going to be played at Fort Atkinson, Middleton at Reedsburg, Arena at Evansville, and Wyota at Jefferson. Bowling season is just around the corner. The Bowling Association and leagues have scheduled their meetings. The Greater Richland USBC Bowling Association will have their annual open meeting on Monday, August 12th at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center. All bowlers who are in leagues at the Phoenix Center are encouraged to attend. They need a quorum to conduct business. Officers will be selected, rule changes will be explained, and the city tournament will be scheduled. The Major League, which bowls on Mondays, will have their meeting on Monday, August 12th, immediately following the association meeting. The Merchants League, which bowls on Wednesdays, will have their meeting on Wednesday, August 14th at 6 at the Phoenix Center. The All-Star League, which bowls on Thursdays, will have their meeting on Monday, August 19th at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center. League members are encouraged to attend their respective meetings. Each league sets their schedule for the season, determines their budget, and votes on any rule changes. Make your voice heard and attend your league's meeting. Contact your league secretary if you have any questions. New teams and new individual bowlers should attend a meeting to become a member. All leagues have room for more bowlers. Milwaukee rookie Jackson Churio hit a two-run home run, part of a six-homer 20-hit barrage by the Brewers as they swept the Atlanta Braves with a 16-7 victory today. This was just the fourth sweep of the Braves for the National League Central leading Brewers and second in Atlanta. The other was in 2016. The Braves who gave up 36 hits over the past two games and were outscored 34-12 in this series are on a five-game losing streak after Thursday. The Brewers also received home runs from William Contreras, Garrett Mitchell, Willy Adames, and Jake Bowers. And the Brewers will be in action again tomorrow. They'll be back home, and they'll be hosting the Cincinnati Reds. Tomorrow's game, the first pitch will be at 7:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game tomorrow evening on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And the pregame for that contest will be at around 6:35.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwarz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwarz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. Wisconsin will host the Fox version of College Game Day this coming season. Big noon kickoff comes to Camp Randall Stadium on September 14th. The Badgers are winless, 0-5 in games that host the program. This is the third time that the network has come to Madison. Improving the record may be difficult because the UW's opponent will be the Alabama Crimson Tide. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. Wednesday's training camp practice for the Packers was cut short when wide receiver Christian Watson was hurt during a two-minute drill. Watson went high for a pass and took some time to get to his feet. He did walk off the field without assistance. The 25-year-old standout has suffered multiple injuries during his short career, mostly involving his hamstring. The first week of joint practices at NFL training camps have already included one player getting carted off the field and two teams getting fined $200,000 each for excessive fighting. Those events lend credence to the notion that the joint practice sessions don't need to last longer than one day. The idea is growing in popularity. Over two-thirds of the scheduled joint practice sessions this year are one-day affairs. Nearly 80% of the 2023 joint practices lasted 2 days. And they scored 6 points in 2 seconds, and that's just like that, against what looked like overwhelming odds, the U.S. Olympic team was on its way to a comeback, to a win, and to another Olympic gold medal game. Stephen Curry scored 36 points, including a go-ahead three-pointer with 2:16 left, and the U.S. will play for gold in the Paris Olympics on Saturday night after beating Serbia 95-91. The U.S. trailed by 17 points in the first half, plus faced an 11-point halftime deficit, the biggest one successfully overcame by an American team since NBA players were added to the Olympic mix in 1992. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
After not being able to be open Friday, July 12th, for which they offer their sincere apology, the Old Cooch Mountain Humane Society's Animal House food stand will be open for business again this week. But, unlike most weeks, because the Walk with Grace is Friday, rather than being open on Thursday and Friday this week, Animal House will be selling its delicious Chicago dogs, brats, and other sandwiches and tasty treats from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday. Just look for the bright red Animal House food trailer next to the Richland Center Community Center parking lot on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. Hope to see you there. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were lower Thursday. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower, continuing to monitor development conditions with mild temperatures and scattered rainfall in much of the region. New crop export sales were solid, with China and unknown destinations topping the list. September beans were 11 and 3 quarters lower at 993 and a half. November was down 10 and a half at 1008 and a quarter. September soybean meal was $4.10 lower at 319.50. September soybean oil was 10 points higher at 42.17. Corn was lower, watching weather and the rise in farmer selling ahead of widespread harvest activity. USDA's updated yield and acreage numbers are out on Monday the 12th. September corn was 4 lower at 379 and a quarter, and December was down 3 and 3 quarters at 397. And wheat closed lower, unable to follow through on its early bounce. The USDA is expected to raise U.S. wheat production next week and could lower some global estimates. Wheat exports were down in the week, but still ahead of last marketing year's pace. September Chicago was 3 quarters lower at 537.5. September Kansas City was down 4 at 551.5. September Minneapolis wheat was 0.5 lower at 585 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower, pressured by this week's cash and wholesale business. Megan Grebner will have more on that in just a moment. October live was down $1.25 at $178.02, and December was $1.40 lower at $176.72. September feeders were down $1.47 at $237.42. October feeder cattle were $2.12 lower at $236. And hogs were down, pressured by the recent trend in pork, lower again at midday on Thursday. October was down 95 at 73.62, and December was 120 lower at 65.87. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
How do you stay at the top of an industry for more than 117 years? By always improving what you offer while never changing who you are. For another year running, Dairyland Seed is raising the bar for performance with our best ever line of corn, soybean, and silage products designed specifically for success in the upper Midwest. And yet again, we're delivering those products with the same dedicated support and access to the right people with the right information as we always have. Seed performance that's never been seen before, delivered the way it always used to be. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Learn more at DairylandSeed.com.
There's another light round of direct cash cattle business Thursday. Live deals are marked at $186 in the South. That's about $2 below the previous week's weighted averages. For the week, live deals have ranged from $185 to $190.50, $2 lower to $2 higher than the previous week's business. Dress deals have been marked at $305, a $5 decline from the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef closed lower, choice down $1.73 at $312.12. Select was 80 cents lower at $298.03. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, up 7,000 on the week and down about 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct down $1.05 with a weighted average of 84.87. The Iowa Minnesota was 23 cents lower. The Western Corn Belt was down 36 cents. Both had a weighted average of 85.60. Pork values closed lower, down 73 cents at 98.23. And estimated hog slaughter was 463,000 head, down 18,000 on the week and down about 13,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for all your car key needs. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Stop in and see what they can do for you. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys and fobs that cover approximately 92% of all cars on the road. Walsh's program keys on site and can save you up to 60% off dealership prices. Stop in to check it out at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and at Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A fertilizer market analyst says many growers have been holding off on fertilizer purchases due to low commodity prices. Josh Linville with StoneX Group tells Brownfield,
"This is deeply impacting farmer profitability, and that's starting to become a big discussion point in the fertilizer market. How much money do these guys have to spend on fertilizer this fall, this winter, and for next spring?"
More news is next.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Farmers who participated in the latest Purdue University Ag Economy Barometer aren't expecting any big changes to cash rents in 2025. Purdue's Jim Minter tells Brownfield.
Three-fourths of the people, I think it was 72%, said they expect to see cash rental rates stay the same in 2025 compared to 2024. Was split pretty evenly between those who expect to see rates go down.
Nebraska state leaders say the bioeconomy presents a lot of opportunity for the ag industry. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen says the state has the infrastructure in place to support significant growth in the bioeconomy.
We really do feed the world and save the planet, and there's infinite industries and careers that circle around that, and it's a key piece to rural economic revitalization.
Michigan State University's wheat variety trials for the first time analyzed falling numbers to help farmers reduce pre-harvest sprouting. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Helping commercial feedlots test and develop new technologies. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. There are many tools available to commercial feedlots when housing cattle. On this week's episode, we'll hear from Doug Zaleski, director of the new Nebraska Feedlot Innovation Center, about the various housing and feeding systems, cattle handling facilities, and research that is planned. The center includes several industry partners that have donated to the project. We'll find out more right after this.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Facility housed at the Eastern Nebraska Research Extension and Education Center aims to help commercial feedlots test and develop new technologies. Director Doug Zaleski tells Brownfield the project began as a discussion of what future feedlots will look like, which is why the Klosterman Feedlot Innovation Center was built at commercial scale.
Any of the research then that we do related to that Feedlot Innovation Center will be directly applicable to commercial feed yards.
He says the center features four different housing systems for cattle, including the more conventional outdoor dirt pens, outdoor pens with roller compacted concrete, and two cattle comfort barns with deep pits under slatted floors. Each barn features either a gable or monosloped roof.
We can compare these different housing systems in terms of looking at performance and cattle comfort and health.
He tells Brownfield the facility's different flooring mechanisms will allow researchers to study animal comfort and lameness.
In the two cattle comfort barns, we have the slatted concrete floors, but we have rubber mats. So all the manure and urine would be pushed through the slats into the big deep pits underneath the barns. And so, yeah, we'll look at feet and leg, the comfort of the animals, how it impacts them, their feet and legs. And the same thing is true on the roller compacted concrete.
Zaleski says initial research in the two barns will look at the general environment and airflow.
Obviously, the animals in the summertime are under shade when they're in those barns. In the wintertime, on the north side of both buildings, we have the ability to close that off. So any of the cold north winds and things, we can shield the cattle from those and hopefully improve the environment with which they're in.
Several companies have donated to the project, including Farm Credit Services.
They donated some money for the development of a robotic hand cleaner to be used on our roller compacted concrete. So we'll have a robotic system that will clean those pens for us.
The center boasts a feed technology building where Zaleski says individual animal data collection will occur.
And can control when animals eat, where they eat, how much they eat, how long they eat, those kind of things. And look at different rations. So we can kind of control a lot of those with this feeding system.
The facility also includes a cattle handling facility with an enclosed classroom where cattle movement will be observed. Zaleski says they hope to move cattle into the new facility near Meade this month. I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
she had a little shot of Jack. Besides that, can't complain. Just trying to do the dang thing. Might change the oil in my truck. I ain't paying no $35. Kids need shoes, mama needs Levi's. And I'm just trying to keep my daughters off the pole. And my son's out of jail. Trying to get to church so I don't go to hell. I'm just trying to keep my wife from figuring out that I'm married up. And she married way, way down in Alabama where they love Nick Saban. Trying to write a song the local country station will play. I'm just trying to stay out. Up skull and cigarettes. Now I'm just hooked on Nicorette. Trying not to be like my old man, but the older I get, the more I am. Trying to get paid and a little love made, y'all. Hey, y'all, at the end of the day, y'all, I'm just another John Deere guy. Hey. Up on a track, trying to steer my daughters off the pole. And my son's out of jail. Trying to get a church so I
was Walker Hayes with AA on Country and Community WRCO. Good evening. My name is Tim Thede. I'll be here until 8 o'clock this evening bringing you some great music and information and hoping you are having a great Thursday. How could you not? It's a beautiful day out there. And even if you had to work today, it's still pretty nice out there. The Works Floor and Home temperature gauge has a reading of 75 degrees at 547. You can't beat that. It's supposed to get a little cooler tonight, though. They're talking about maybe 51 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be the cold one. They're talking about only a high of 72 tomorrow, and it's supposed to be breezy, which will make it feel even cooler. And they're talking maybe during the evening, getting down to about 49 degrees. So if you're getting out anywhere, especially if you're going to walk with Grace, you may want to take a jacket along with you. Have it along just in case it does get a little on the cool side. And hopefully everybody can make it out to Walk with Grace tomorrow night. That's a great event, and it's an event to recognize the survivors, cancer survivors, and their caretakers and everyone like that, and a lot of great organizations that have helped raise money throughout the years take part in it. But you're more than welcome to come on down. I mean, even if you're not a cancer survivor, if you're not a person that was on a team to help raise money, it's great if you can come out and support the event. It's always a great event every year. And register. It's going to kick off around 4 o'clock for people to get prepared with registration and getting their tickets. So be sure to stop on down. And it's a great evening, a lot of great events, and that, you know, you probably see a lot of friends and neighbors down there. So be sure to take part in that tomorrow if you're able to. And from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a red and white dachshund puppy. The puppy's name is Pearl and is not wearing a collar. The dog was lost on Sheldon Street. Actually, the dog was lost on Sunday. So if you happen to see Pearl around anywhere, be sure to call 608-604-7889. So hopefully somebody can find that puppy. And a reward is also being offered for anyone that finds Pearl.
At U.S. Cellular, new and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us. Even you, early adopter.
But did you know they both come with Galaxy AI?
Galaxy AI? Maybe you should take my job.
New and current customers get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us with Galaxy AI.
Not bad. I'm still going to do the tagline, though. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
LED lighting provides important social benefits, such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
The House on the Rock Resort in Roll Spring Green has immediate openings for hotel front desk positions. They're hiring for the second shift from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and the first shift from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. These seasonal jobs run through December. Join the team and enjoy a rewarding experience in a beautiful setting. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639 extension 1201. Start your new job at the House on the Rock Resort today.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
My lucky star fell out of the sky right before my wishing well went dry. Seems every which way I go, there's a black cat crossing the road. Played the lottery with last month's rent. I'm still waiting on my ship to come in.
Bye.
love, convince me love again. Then she left me for my best friend. My third and fourth played crazy as hell. I even bought a rabbit's foot, but that didn't.
just me talking to the beach, wishing our eyes would meet. We could be that jalapeno margarita kind of heat. A half moon hanging low, and I don't want to miss the boat. I gotta know if there's a chance for you and me. If you're gonna be somebody's last call, slow dance, wonderwall, tiki bar somewhere on a beach. Girl, if you wanna crush like it's Cabo, sky full of rhinestones, hope you know I'm hoping that it's me. If you're gonna make somebody's summer, somebody's summer. Your green eyes say hello, the air my coast, don't come close.